Now, I apologize, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Larry, that I cut myself off from that last broadcast. So I don't know where I cut myself off from, but I'm going to finish up and I might repeat myself. We're talking about drawing near to Christ by using the Word of God and the promises that it makes to us. These promises are none other promises that man cannot make, that God makes to us. For those who love him, for those that are in him. So we're trying to draw near to the Savior. I mean, he's there. He loves us. He's saying, come to me. Come. I'm your Savior. Now I want to be your Lord. Please come. So we're talking about how the Word of God helps us, is paramount for us to live for Christ. God has set his word to do that work for us. It's alive, remember, and it's powerful. And that's what we need, the word of God in our life. Ignore it to our own demise. So we're talking about what the word of God brings from Psalm 119. Like I said, I don't know where I left off, but we'll start again just very briefly. We talked about how the word of God we can live a life of integrity. It's called sanctification. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the word of God. And we talked about that the word of God brings us a life of purity. That's purification. That we can stay on the path of purity by living according to your word. Psalm 119, verse 9. It also says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. That's the King James Version. How shall a young man and a young woman cleanse their way? By taking heed according to thy word. It's a life of liberty. We talked about sin is slavery. We want to walk about in freedom, feeling these shackles fall all off of us because of our sins. We don't want to shackle ourselves again, by living according to ourselves and according to the world and according to the prince and the power of the air. We don't want to live a life like that. It's not a victorious life. It's not a joyous life. We want to live the blessed life that Christ offers us. We want to pray to God, turn my eyes away from the worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. We can hold God to these promises. Oh, you promised, oh God, that you would do this. I'd like to read a passage. I didn't do that last week, but I want to read Romans chapter 8. A very famous passage, quoted quite often. Actually, it might be one of the most read passages in Scripture. Romans chapter 8. And verse 2. Let's start at verse 1. Just read on. Follow me. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And that's what we're talking about. Walking in the Spirit, being near to God, listening to him. For the law of the Spirit is life in Christ Jesus. Wow. That's freedom. That's liberty. Life. He has made me free from the law of sin and death. Great promise. Great promise. We walk in him. We also talked about the Word of God is a life of protection. God, and I use the illustration of myself, how God rescued me and from my sin. That I was in this funk of drinking when I got out of the Marine Corps in 1969. This funk of always wanting to drink and always wanting to party and chasing women and doing this and doing that. And I thought that, oh, is this fun? But it came to the point where God I wasn't seeking God at the time. He came to me. He came and he revealed to me my sin, my rebellion against him. Psalm 119, verse 92 and 93 says, if your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. So the Word of God not only sanctifies us, purifies us, gives us freedom, but it also preserves us. God reached down and he knew that I would have been living a life, I don't know where I would have been, but he knew it, by my drinking and my sinning that I did as an unbeliever. And also, I mentioned that I didn't know if it got through you when I cut myself off, but it talks about that the Word of God will give you a life of direction. Verse 105 and 110 in that Psalm 119 says, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light unto my path. Jesus says, I am the light of the world, and he that follows me shall not walk in darkness. You want to know which direction to take? Follow the Word of God. The Word is a light and a lamp unto our path. And like I said before, that path is very narrow. We must stay on it. So the Word of God will do many things for us. So last of all, but not least, before I get to this passage next week in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 46, which is the end of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, I want to say last but not least, God's Word will make us more like Christ, which is our chief end of glorifying God. God has called you and I to be holy and blameless. That's Ephesians 1:4. He's called us to live righteous lives before men and women of this earth, to draw them to Jesus. That's Matthew 5, where you to be salt and to be light. We cannot fill our calling if we are standing afar off. Understand, brothers and sisters, we have to be near Christ. We have to be near him. We have to draw nigh to him. We will not be victors, but we will be victims of the enemy, Satan, who will try to make you a captive of this world and make us dominated by our sinful desires, which will kill our spiritual life. That's all biblical teaching, my friends. You know, at times, I don't feel like reading my Bible. You know, the pressures of living your life and in the pain that I'm in because I requested prayer. You know, I've been in pain here and there since early October. And it's difficult for me to sit down and try to concentrate on studying the Word of God. God understands this. And that's why I requested your prayers. So I let my mood get in my way. Let the temporal things of this life take precedence over the spiritual. And that's to my detriment. So it takes over my spiritual and scriptural side of my life. And I know that I need to be in the Word of God. But all along, God understands. Also, the Bible teaches that we'll never be sinless this side of heaven. But as I said before, we should be sinning less. Not that we're sinless, we should be sinning less. As we walk close to our Lord, we can see ourselves. That's truthfulness. As Christ sees us. And we'll have that desire to put off those things that displease him. Let's look at another passage about that. And that's Ephesians chapter 4. In fact, I'm there right now. And starting at verse 20. Chapter 4 and verse 20. And read along with me, please. Ephesians 4:20. But ye have not so learned Christ, so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. You hear that? The truth is in Jesus. That ye put off. Let me stop here, as I'm always doing as I read scripture. Remember the Bible tells us to put on the armor of God? Well, you better put off some things before you try putting on the armor of God, because if you don't, they won't fit. So he's saying that you put off concerning the former conversation, just the King James word is saying lives. Did you put off concerning the former life, the old man? Now, the old man is your old nature. The old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Where does this start? It starts, remember we talked about the helmet of salvation and the word of God, how they work together. So with that in mind, let's read on. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away, these are some things we have to put away in order to have the armor of God to be dressed in it. Listen what it says. Wherefore, putting away lying. Remember we talked about the belt of truth, of being truthful with God, truthful with yourself, and truthful with your neighbors, not exaggerating, not embellishing. To be truthful, you make a promise, you keep it. That's integrity. If I don't do this, of being a truthful person, it affects my relationship with Christ, and most importantly, with my relationship with others, of seeing that they would come to Christ. So let's read on here. So wherefore putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. So if I was to, as a Christian, not to be truthful, it not only affects me, but affects the body of Christ. How does that do that? Well, an unsaved person sees that I lie, and he says, I don't want anything to do with Christianity. They're all, even though it may be unjustified, but he's just saying what he sees. I don't want anything to do with Christians, because they're liars. They're all liars. They're all hypocrites. You've heard that before, and in some ways they're right. So let's be honest, let's put that away. Lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. That's important. Neither give place to whom? The devil. See, he's in all this. He's tempting you to do it. He wants the body of Christ to be exaggerators, to be liars, to be angry people. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Don't take the pencils at the office, please. They're not little sins, they're big sins when it comes to Christ and reaching others. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have need to give to him that has the needs. Why do I work? My money is not to spend on myself and my selfish needs, but to help others. And it says in verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of building up or edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. If we don't do that, listen to what it says. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Corrupt communication. And you can read another passage where Paul called that coarse gesturing and coarse joking. No place, brothers and sisters, in the body of Christ. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. And if you have put on the armor of God, verse 32 is what you will be. You'll be kind, you'll be tender-hearted, and you will be forgiven. So if we look at our lives and say, am I always an angry person? I fly off the handle or some silly thing? Well, you were not being near to Christ. It's as simple as that. God has made it simple. We can examine ourselves this way. And that's a good thing that we can do that, to be on the right path. So put off those things that grieve His Spirit. Put on the spirit of love, that with your neighbor, as it says in verse 32, you're forgiving, you're tender-hearted, that Jesus wants to set in our hearts. This will keep Satan at bay, brothers and sisters. So we must see ourselves as God sees us. It's so important, so paramount to our walk with Christ. We see ourselves by the Word of God. It produces in us our healthy self-image. This is what God wants, our self-image. We see ourselves as God sees us in Christ. He sees us as sinners who are precious in His sight. And also we can see God for who He really is. A God of mercy, God of grace. Like the Bible teaches that Jesus was full of grace and truth. So, we are still talking, keep your mind open, we are still talking about spiritual warfare. Whoever listens to me shall dwell in safety and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Proverbs 1:33. Whoever listens to me, God says, wow, we have to listen. Yeah, you know, we can listen and not listen. People do that all the time. So we must hear to do. That's what it means by listening, to listen. We must hear to do. So before we move on to next week about Matthew chapter 7, let's review before we move on, because this is a lot of information that I've been giving to process. So it's a willingness, it's truthfulness, and it's the Word of God. It's saying to God, you are right, and I am wrong. We have to adjust our lives to draw near to Him. If we're on that periphery of that inside circle, we have to say, God, you're right, and I am wrong. So let's ask ourselves, have we given ourselves to Jesus with all of our heart? That's the issue. Is there some sin that I'm cherishing in my life that keeps me from drawing near to Him? God says that if I regard iniquity in my heart, He will not hear me. Whatever it may be, I must repent. I must call it what it is. I must call it sin. I must call it rebellion against God. But the Scriptures does not leave us without hope, because in the Word, Christ has said, if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. We don't make excuses or play the blame game or presume upon God's grace. We just confess it as sin. That's drawing near to God. And we're putting on the belt of truth that produces the effect of the rest of God's armor. Now we can rightly use the Word of God in our lives. In fact, I'm using God's Word to bring about this truthfulness. They both work in unison. Number two we have to think about in retrospect is the use of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Please, family, please, brothers and sisters, your Bible is your lifeline to Jesus Christ. Ignore it to your own peril. Okay, remember what I read in Psalm 119. I'm going to read it again. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have declared the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Thank you for listening. I hope that's our prayer, brothers and sisters, that we will accept what I just read, that we will seek him with our whole heart. We can cleanse our ways. We can have a pure heart. We can live a life of freedom. We can live a life of victory. We can be a blessed person. We can be a blessed generation. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Amen. Share it with others, brothers and sisters, and we'll all rejoice in the heaven together. Thank you.